As I mentioned, we are joined right now by a wide receiver for the Green Bay Packers. Had a huge game in that win over the Giants. 3 receptions, over 100 yards, and a TD. He shared the Packers Offensive Player of the Week award with Aaron Rodgers. 22 receptions, 330 yards, 2 TDs since that Week 6 win over Detroit. He was a 2-time All-Conference player at Iowa State. Undrafted back in 2018, Green Bay is 9-3. They're in first in the NFC North, and they are hosting Washington Sunday. Alan Lazard is my guest. Alan, it is so good to have you on. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, Joe.
It's good to have you. All right, so you're coming off that first 100-yard receiving game of your career. You did so in the snow in New York. A lot of moments to hit on, but overall, how good did it feel to go on the road, get that win, and have the game that you had?
I just felt great, you know, just to go out back out there and be able to get our offense back on the rhythm of things. Just be able to go out there and have the production that we did. I think it was kind of a great way to lead off to go into this week.
So, Alan, take me through the 37-yard TD late in the first quarter. What did you see on that play, and how did it feel to score and celebrate a little bit in New York?
Oh, it was awesome. You know, I motioned over there, and I saw the safety was playing so far off that I knew I was going to get a pretty good head start on him. And as long as I stepped on his toes and was able to flip his hips, I was going to be wide open for Aaron to go make a play. And luckily, you know, he put a good ball out there, and I was able to make it.
Alan Lazard joining us. You know, I want to go back to you and your relationship with Aaron Rodgers in a moment, but what's it like to play for the Packers and go on the road and still hear a chant of go Pack go? Like, what's it mean to be a part of that Packer tradition and get the kind of support that you guys get pretty much everywhere you go?
Oh, it's such a huge honor to play for this organization. Not only to play with such great players, but just the richness of the tradition here and such a winning history. Such a huge honor. And be able to go out there and play with guys like Aaron, it's just a very humbling moment, and just I'm very privileged for it.
You know, it's one thing to play with him, but it's quite another, I think, to have the kind of support that you have from him. I mentioned your stats since that Week 6 win over Detroit, and the fact is you burst onto the scene right then, but Aaron Rodgers had been hyping you for a long time before that. So what's it mean to know that you've got a quarterback, and not just any quarterback, but that quarterback have your back and believe in you the way he does? What's that like?
Oh, I mean, it gives me the ultimate boost of confidence, knowing that, you know, a guy like him, with his caliber and his talents, that he's willing to step up, you know, and say the things that he has said about me and to put me out there and to be able to go out there and produce for him. It's just a huge honor and such a humbling moment for him to say those things and be able to go out there and play with him.
So when we talk about the things he says about you, it's pretty amazing because Aaron Rodgers is a really demanding guy, and I mean that in the best way possible. He's demanding of himself, and he's demanding of those around him. He's demanding of the coaches. And when he was talking about you, Alan, he said, quote, it starts with his habits. I mean, he has really good habits. I talk about it in the offseason a lot. The way that you approach your job is very important to your opportunities. I think it's a direct correlation between your preparation and the opportunities you get. And then he went on to say even more about you. So my question, you and I talked back when you were in college, but where do the habits and your work ethic come from?
100% back in college. You know, I think they definitely weren't as good as they are today when I was in college. But the coaches that I had, Coach Campbell and Coach Wade, the strength coach there, they definitely instilled like a dog mentality in me. And, you know, after going undrafted and whatnot and being in Jacksonville, I decided to realize that my opportunity to be successful in this league was starting to close. And so once I got to Green Bay, I knew I had to capitalize on this short opportunity that I had. And obviously, the rest is history.
Yeah, I love what you said about those guys helped instill a dog mentality in you. What do you mean by that?
Just going out there and just competing. It doesn't matter, you know, if you're tired. It doesn't matter if you're sore. No one cares. I mean, at the end of the day, we want to win. And so we have to do whatever it takes to win. And there's no excuses.
Alan Lazard joining us. Then there's that now famous moment in the Detroit game where Rodgers went to the receivers coach and he asked, quote, if number 13 could come in for a little bit, end quote. You got in, you responded, you had 4 catches, 65 yards, and the touchdown in that win. Going into that game, though, you had never caught a pass from Aaron Rodgers in a regular season game. What was it like then to get that shot and make the most of it?
Oh, it was such an incredible moment. Just to be able to go out there and produce on Monday Night Football especially, just living out my childhood dreams was something that was very endearing to me and something I'll never forget.
All right, so going back to Iowa State for a minute, you committed to Iowa State even though bigger programs started to come in and recruit you. As you look back, what kind of memories do you have from your time at Iowa State?
Some of the best. You know, I met really great people there. Some of my best friends to this day are from Iowa State. And even though my record and my career wasn't how I thought it was going to be, I'm so very happy and satisfied with my decision of choosing to go there, because I feel like if you look at the program now, you know, I think my goal going there was to leave an impact on the program and a change in the history there, and I think that's what I did.
No, that's absolutely what you did. In fact, when you and I talked a couple of years back when you were killing it there, Tom Manning, your offensive coordinator, was there when Matt Campbell arrived. He called you a culture changer, and that your impact still lives on and carries on there. So what does that mean? You just touched on that. What's it mean to hear that, and how do you go about trying to be a culture changer? Was that the plan? Did you go there trying to change the culture?
You know, I went there just trying to win games, and whatever it took, you know, I was going to do it. So I think as far as working hard, developing that bond with my teammates, and just being able to rally everyone together to realize we all want to achieve the same goal and to be able to go out there and do that through the season. So, yeah, I think that I was able to do that at Iowa State.
Packers wide receiver Alan Lazard joining me for a few more moments. Then when it came to be evaluated for the draft, you played in the Senior Bowl, but you did so on a bad ankle. And it was a time when a lot of guys might have skipped that. Why was it important for you to keep battling on that ankle? And what did it feel like when you did that and still went undrafted?
You know, obviously going undrafted wasn't in the plan at all. But, you know, I just wanted to play on, you know, even though I didn't have the greatest ankle at the time, I still wanted to play just because I'm a competitor. And there was kind of a stigma around me that I was soft and I didn't try hard. So I think after a year and a half or so, I think I've kind of proven that wrong to people.
Man, it is so hard, right? Like labels, whether they're fair or not. Like how challenging is it when you get hit with a label, fair or not, to shake that label?
They were hard, you know, because to myself, I knew what my talent was. I knew what my roof and my potential was. But to everyone else, you know, this is how they viewed me. So I kind of took a humbling moment, stepped back, and realized how others perceived me, and I wanted to change that.
Right, so you could have lashed out. You could have been angry. You could have been bitter. Others have been. But instead, you spend your first season with Jacksonville. You put your head down. You went to work. How much did you learn during your time in Jacksonville?
So much, so much. Coach McCardle, you know, I give him a lot of contribution to my game of where it is today, and as well as Coach Hackett, who is our offensive coordinator here now, but was with me in Jacksonville. He's really helped me to teach me to learn the NFL offensive game, how to set routes up, and just overall just how to be a good football player and a good teammate.
Yeah, and you mentioned Coach McCardell. Keenan McCardell used to come on the show quite a bit when he played. Did you know him as a player? Did you ever see, like, video of him playing? And what was he like to play for?
Yeah, I used to watch him all the time growing up and whatnot. So just be able to go out there and sit there and practice and just watch him coach and just listen to him and him pull up his old highlight tapes, of course, just to remind us of what he used to do. But I always appreciated my time with him, for sure.
Yeah, like what would he say? When he would pull up his highlights and show you guys, how would he talk about the way he played the game and the things he did?
You gotta run. You gotta run. That's what he used to always just be on my butt about, not running hard enough or not dropping my weight fast enough. But, you know, him disciplining me like that. Every Wednesday after practice, we used to do some extra drill work in Jacksonville. So I contribute a lot of that, my success, definitely back to those days.
All right, so you are modest, you are hardworking, you're humble. Is there any temptation for you right now to tell all those teams that passed on you, hey, what do you think? How do you like me now? Or is that not just the kind of fuel that you're running on?
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, it's in the back of my head of, you know, being doubted my entire life, really. So that's just what keeps me going and keeps me fighting. But at the end of the day, you know, I have one goal, and that's to get to the Super Bowl and win that. So once I get there, then I can tell the other teams that they missed out.
I see you working. Green Bay 9-3 on the year. They're first in the NFC North. They're at home on Sunday against Washington. He is playing big. He was undrafted, but a two-time all-conference player at Iowa State and the co-offensive player of the week for the Packers, Alan Lazard. Alan, great to have you back, man. Thank you so much. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you, John. I appreciate you.
Appreciate you very much.